Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I am your host, Amy, joined with my co-host, Jenna. We're so excited to be back. We did not take a hiatus. We are just switching our podcast release days from Thursdays to Mondays. So moving forward, our podcast will be released on Mondays. So it looked like we kind of skipped a week, but really we're just skipping 3 days. But we're back. Don't worry, we're back. Hey, Jen, what's going on?
Hey, I'm excited to get into everything. There's so much happening in the Bravo world.
Before we get into Bravo, you texted me that you needed to disclose something. And I was like, but you're going to wait till we're recording. And disclose like seems like such a big word. And you haven't told me what this disclosure is yet. So can't wait.
It's so embarrassing. It is Bravo related, though.
Okay. Oh, God. Wait. Oh,
God. I really found myself watching the most recent episode of Southern Charm and then Watch What Happens Live. For a second I think I found myself like kind of attracted to Austin, and I was like, oh my God, stop.
Wait, oh my God, same.
I literally turned it off.
Swear last night, and my husband is gone, he's away for the weekend, and I was like, But wait, I think we should be clear. The reason I felt that way was after him talking about comforting Olivia, and then seeing him, and he talked about his therapist a lot in the episode last night. Mm-hmm. So I think that could have been, I think it was all combined. He had a really good outfit on. And I think, to be fair, he's 6'5".
Well, okay. So I think I was like, I don't know if I've ever considered, you know, like I know that girls like really thirst after like that tall stuff. Like, and I'm not saying like I'm throwing tall guys out of bed by any means, but like it's never been on my like, oh, he's gotta be tall, like I'm so attracted to tall. But then watch What Happens Live and seeing him in that chair, it really hit me how tall he is. And then I think mixed with the therapy, I was like, okay, something's happening here.
It's so weird. I mean, I think I always thought he was cute, but he is 6'5", and I can't believe you, tall has always been a thing for me. I remember.
Yeah, I know.
I think I told you about the time I found somebody who was 6'9" in Orlando, and I walked across the bar to him and introduced myself, and it just so happened he was from Philly, and he ended up being my little like hookup buddy for like a whole year, actually. But he was 6'9". I'm 5'2". All of my, my two exes, like my two long-term ex-boyfriends are both 6'4". So, my husband's like the most I've dated or like been with under 6 foot.
Yeah.
I'm a height chaser. Faux show.
Kyle's 6'1".
Yeah, so I was going to say Kyle's up there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. When we were in Maine, like Kyle and Steven, I've always just put them in like they're like the same size in jeans, in shoes, in everything. So it's always been very easy. And I always thought of them as like the same height. And when we were in Maine, Steven was like, damn, are you taller than me? And he was like kind of salty about it. Like he was looking at Kyle's height and he was like, fuck, I think you are taller than me. And Morgan was like, yeah, I've been telling you Kyle is taller. And he was like, and Steven was like, no, I've been denying it, but I guess.
But see,
I
don't taller. Picture.
Like an inch, not even
really?
Half of it.
See, I didn't think Steven was over 6 feet.
He's like exactly 6 foot and Kyle's 6'1".
Interesting. Yeah. That was fun. Okay. I thought you were about to disclose, like, I couldn't imagine what you were going to disclose.
That was dark.
God, okay. I want to say, I think I talked about this, or no, I didn't. I got my Rode lip glosses. And ladies, this is not a paid partnership, just in case you thought that Rode was sponsoring us. But
yeah.
If you want something to give as a present to yourself for the holidays, you have to get the Rode Lip Tint 4-pack. It is it's so good. It's so, so good. I just ordered it for my friend for her birthday. She's turning 40. And I was like, this is such a good gift to give. It's worth every penny. I think it was like $58 and then maybe like a buck or two for shipping, but it is so good. There are four different lip tints. One's like a really pale pink, a medium pale pink, kind of like a burgundy, and then like a chocolate. And they are perfection. I just have to say that. And again, this is not a sponsored ad, in case you thought that Rode Beauty, Hailey Bieber, was sponsoring us.
The most shocking thing about what you just said is that shipping was a dollar or two.
Yeah, it was really cheap though.
In what year?
Or maybe it was taxes and free shipping. I don't know.
I think it was free shipping.
It was like $61 with everything.
Yeah.
It was great.
Was that your pop culture thing?
I think so.
Okay.
Is there cool. something
Well,
else?
That's good because
I don't know. There's so much
Bravo
going
stuff
on.
Is like, yeah, the Bravo stuff is a little overload. It's funny to like love Bravo so much, and then, you know, we do this podcast definitely like because we enjoy it as well. But I was like almost getting a little stressed out with like how much
how
was happening. I was like, oh my god, this actually, it almost felt like a job. Like I was like, wow, I have so much. There's just so much content, and then I'm thinking about what next week is going to bring with BravoCon going on.
That's the thing. Did you see that already? There was some stuff coming out from BravoCon. I think we need to go to BravoCon next year. I saw the stanchions being set up in LA last night, and I was like, I think I'm good on that. But then today when everybody was there, I kind of thought, oh, like I went last year on Saturday, and it was kind of a nightmare in terms of there were lines everywhere. There were lines for the bathroom. There were lines for drinks. You had to wait like 30 minutes to get a drink, 30 minutes to go to the toilet. And you then had to wait in line to get into the panels. You were missing some of the panels because you were waiting in line to get a drink. So I feel like maybe they were able to iron out those kinks in a larger space and get better staff. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping. I'll be interested to hear that part of what goes down on BravoCon, but we definitely need to go next year.
Yeah, I think it almost sounds like it's worth it to just get the VIP tickets.
Oh,
I don't know.
Absolutely.
How they are, but
I would definitely do that. I think we did not, and I said if I ever came back that we would do that. It was cool though. You saw people. It was definitely a fun experience. It's expensive as hell though. I mean, it would easily be at least $2,000 for the weekend, probably more.
I mean, it feels like everything costs that much money anyway.
It's true.
Okay, where do you want to start? Because
I want to start with Kyle on Watch What Happens.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's where I want to start too. I think let's just get right into the episode before we get into Watch What Happens Live. So,
okay,
Real Housewives, Beverly Hills.
Or this week's.
We could just kind of – I have them kind of like merged together, okay. Just kind of like – I mean, I think – I guess what was your general like feeling coming out of the episode? Like, are you excited for the season?
Okay, my general feeling was that Kyle hates Mauricio.
In a way that I think I was not expecting.
Same.
Like, I wasn't – I think I had said on our last episode and – our last episode came out before the new season aired. Like, are they trolling us to some extent? Like,
right.
I think we've been fed this narrative that like, and like they've, you know, helped feed it, but like, they're so good at kind of playing producers. They've been in the game a long, long time. They both have shows. In fact, there's like three different shows with all three of them. So it could have been PR, but I was really kind of taken aback at like, the real like disgust, I would say, that she is currently having with him. And then there were certain facial expressions that he was making it as well. And I was like, oh, they're in like a bad, bad place.
I think I thought they were going to fake it till they made it. Like, I didn't think we were going to go into the season and see any of the, like, maybe we would see a crack here and there. I don't think I've ever personally seen a crack in the relationship. Like, there wasn't anything to me that ever I was like, oh, there's a red flag. So it's going from, to me, thinking like everything's, to use Kathy Hilton's phrase, hunky-dory.
Yeah.
To you saw that first episode and especially this week's episode and you're like, oh, she can't stand him. She is. It's not even that she can't stand him. It's that she's done. She's done.
Yeah. I'm totally speculating here, but like, I really think what happened is, I think she had heard from viewers for so long how hot Mo is and how great he is and funny and chill and their relationship. And I think I do sort of wonder, like, would she have put up with the rumors and the antics on the side as long as she did if she, like, I think, I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, it almost, everything she was reading online, I think probably played into, like, oh, I should put up with this, sort of, like, he's the best thing I'm gonna have, like, maybe I'm not gonna, you know, I think she was lacking a little self-worth. And then what happened, and I think Katie Maloney talks about this, like, while she was, like, going through her divorce, like, she thought, like, you know, everyone loved Tom, so she also should love Tom. And her self-worth was a little depleted. And then I think once she got sober, started feeling good in her body, like, we know what the working out can do for you. Like, for sure. It's so great. Feeling good in her body, started getting her own self-confidence, not drinking, and had this whole new, like her eyes got, like, wiped clean. And she was like, wait, what am I? Why am I putting up with this? I don't have to do this.
I think that was the interesting part, like her talking about getting sober and them kind of intertwining those storylines was very, very interesting. There was something that came out on Bravo and Cocktails today that was mind-blowing, that speculated allegedly that there is a love child in the mix that she just found out about. Again, this is very allegedly. And yeah, so there's been rumors for years and years that Mo was stepping out of the relationship and that there was an understanding and Kyle just kind of turned a blind eye. Or yeah, I also just don't get the vibe from Kyle that she's a turn the blind eye kind of gal. And everything they're saying is that because there's no prenup, that they're never going to get divorced. They're just going to live separate lives so that they can just maintain their finances, which is, wow, that's crazy. It's just crazy to think that.
Yeah. I think that's what I'm kind of saying though, about with all the internet stuff, like, yeah. Maybe she wouldn't have been a girl to, or a, like a woman to turn a blind eye. But when you're seeing the outpouring of love online for your partner and then, and also your marriage, like where they were like, you know, like whatever, people were like, you made me believe in love. Like, it's probably hard to, you, that has to be playing in her head when she, if she's ever had thoughts of walking away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you play this couple for TV. What were your thoughts on Dorit and PK and Sutton's shady comment that was probably my favorite thing that I've ever heard? She is such a Southern way of giving those shady comments of like, the only thing I heard about the accident was that there was a woman in the car with PK. That's the only thing I heard. And it's like, oh, okay. But how interesting if that's really what that was. Like, oh, you have, yeah. Because they,
yeah. That was, I had never heard that. I'm shocked we didn't see anything like that even on Bravo and Cocktails, right?
For sure. I don't remember seeing anything.
Me either.
Yeah.
PK and Dorit, to be honest, I never really understood them, but.
I mean, other than money.
Just her not, him not being there the year after her. Like, never being home after she had, like, being broken into. Like, that sounds traumatic as shit. And yes. Your husband can't. Not only is he not there, but he seems a little unwilling to, like, really understand. And, like, okay, fine. Maybe you weren't the one. You're not the one in the throes of the PTSD. But, like, have a little compassion and empathy for your wife. Like, also, your babies were there. Like, how, like, you don't think that that's going to traumatize them as well? Like, there seems to be a real disconnect happening. And I just, I don't know how, that seems like worse than a cheating scandal or like if you're feeling, I don't know, that detached from your partner and he's not giving you the support when you need it most, how do you bounce back? Like, how do you forgive?
Yeah. And not hold resentment towards, like,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I mean, because then there, it seems pretty obvious. I don't know. Then it was like the whole thing to Dorit with Erica. Like, I don't really care about that storyline. I definitely don't care about Sutton's storyline that much, about dating by any means. What were the other storylines? They're setting Garcelle up to say that, like, her parenting stuff, whatever. Yeah. Crystal, I don't know what Crystal's still doing there.
I have no idea. I was going to text you that last night when I was watching.
Yeah, I don't even remember seeing her. So what are your thoughts on moving on to Watch What Happens Live with Kyle that week?
I thought she gave way more than I was expecting.
Samesies. And Andy asked the questions.
Andy, shout out. Yeah, he did. He asked the questions. She answered the questions. I don't really like that Teddy. I don't know. Teddy bothers me, but I wish he wasn't there. But I wish it was just her, Kyle and Andy. Like, that felt like an episode. Like, how he had just Ariana on post-Scannable. Mm. I think that could have been a just Kyle interview. But I think her reaction to those photos that came out. Also, did you see Mo and that woman? Like,
oh my God.
Like, that was so weird. They were like, we were just, the whole thing was
that
so
was,
weird. They were
that
just
was
like
the strangest.
Talking or, that was so strange.
Uncomfortable and cringe.
You know what's so funny? I'm finding him cringe.
I was just gonna, like, say the exact same
he
thing.
He gives me the ick now. Yeah. Which is so interesting. And I'm sure
it's more
Kyle
than
must also feel the ick if we're feeling the ick.
But I think it's more than cringe and more than the ick. We're now looking at him like, oh, you give off creep vibes. You give off creep vibes. Yes. You're creep. And I started seeing that. Like, I've seen that for a few seasons. He's always complimenting the other women. And I'm sorry, but, like, we all know when our friends' partners act inappropriate. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, ladies. If you're my friend and, like, all of us know which of our friends' husbands or boyfriends or partners are the creeps. We all know it. I'm sorry to say it. We do. Yeah. And we talk about it behind their backs and say, like, they're the creeps and it is what it is. I actually just had this conversation with my friend and I was like, oh my God, what if my husband's the creep? And they're like, yeah, no, not.
No.
he's not the one.
I'm close. Yeah, not even close.
And I was like, what if people are talking about me calling my husband the creep? They're like, yeah, meh, meh. Anyway, but Mo is the creep. The way that he looks at the other women and he's always complimenting what they're wearing. I think there's a way to be like, oh, you look so nice tonight, and not being like, oh, you look so beautiful, and oh, you look sexy, and like eyeing them up and down. It's, yeah.
The other thing is it's crazy how quickly he's become unattractive.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
It's really wild. Like, because objectively speaking, you would say, like, yeah, he's a good looking guy, but I can't even, like, look. What I see now is you're a man with four daughters and you
give
are.
Off the creep vibe.
Yeah. And, like, that's just, I feel for this. I don't know. The whole thing is a mess, but I do think it kind of sounds like what I'm gathering online is that seeing those photos has taken this, like, maybe somewhat amicable situation into not so amicable. It sounds like it's like Kyle's pretty pissed, and I don't know what that looks like in the household. I have a feeling we're going to hear pretty soon that they're not living in the same house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The other thing too that I saw in the episode was that Mo was still trying to, like, play nice in the sandbox. And she just, like, he kept trying to go in and put his arm around her. And, like, she's so done. She's done, done. She's done.
That conversation about the tattoos and when she said, God, maybe that means you should be paying attention to my body more.
Whew. Yeah. Ooh.
I was like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then you could tell, I mean – he let his guard down at that dinner for Portia when, like, over the tattoos, actually. And he was like, well, why wouldn't you let me be? Like, he was so, I thought, irrationally disgusted with her.
Oh, yeah.
About the, like, well, I was like, what are you doing? Like,
about the tattoos. That's so funny because I didn't think so at all. Well, okay, I didn't.
I was like, this is so strange. You guys are grown adults. Like, she, I think what happened is, like, she was feeling, like, Kyle, as in she, was feeling a little panicky after being called out about all the tabloid things. And when faced in a situation with just his mom, like, she had to fill the void.
Verbal diarrhea.
Like, couldn't sit in the silence, didn't want to risk, more, like, the conversation coming up again. Right. And so she just kind of...
Are you projecting, Jen?
No, I just am like...
I feel like this is something you would do. It's making me 100%. Giggle. 100%.
I do not like to sit in...
I have 10 tattoos.
Like, silence.
One's a wave. One's a whale. One's a sunset.
Like, God, I just...
It's actually so funny because I related to that. I have hid my tattoo from my in-laws for 8 years now. And it's one of those things that I'm like... I hid it from my sister-in-law, I think, for like 4 years. And then we went and got a massage. And when we got the massage, you're obvious, like, it was set up like a couple's massage. And when I, like, took my robe off, she's like, you have a tattoo? And I was like, okay. Like, okay. And I was like, you can never tell your parents because, oh, look, do my parents love that I have a tattoo? No. Mm-hmm. But my in-laws, they still don't know that I have a tattoo and I've hid it for 8 years.
God, could you imagine if Kyle tried to hide? And sometimes he does. Like, when we go down to his grandparents, he'll wear, it'll be like hot as hell out, and he's wearing long sleeves. I'm like, okay, what about your pants? Like, he's covered. Oh, like, he's got a full sleeve on one arm. He's got both legs. Like,
yeah. I mean, my ex.
Just give it up. Just give it up.
My ex would hide his tattoos from my grandpa until he couldn't. And my grandpa just called him out so hardcore. It's like this old school Italian mentality. Yeah. I mean, my in-laws, I think it's just still more that old school mentality. They'd still love me. They love me anyway, but I don't need to tell them that I have a tramp stamp, you know? And that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's not like I have, right. It's not like I have some, like, thought out, beautiful tattoo on my body. Nina. Oh, no. Not here.
All right. Well, let's keep going.
Please.
I don't know if we want to. There's so much to get into. I'm like, do we need to get into Erica just yet? I don't know. I'm not sure. Like,
I'm not there.
I don't think so. I'm excited. I'm hoping that she has a little bit of redemption season, but we'll see. There's not much. I think that for today, because there's so much, like,
yeah,
the Kyle and Mauricio of it is, like, what's kind of
faux show,
like, taking place of it. Well, yeah, do you think that her and that Morgan Wade girl are together? Like, what's happening there? We didn't get a clear answer.
I feel like I remember, and I think I said this a few weeks ago, but I remember the first time I saw those pictures of her and Morgan Wade, it immediately made, like, this, like, ding 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 thing go off where I was like, that's not that, like, they looked like they're dating in pictures.
But why not? Why wouldn't she just say it? Like, why is she
saving? I don't know whose face she's trying to save. Hers, Mauricio. Why can I never say his name? I don't know whose face she's trying to save and why she's not. If it's the kids, I don't know.
And if she is really trying to say, you would think if she's protecting something, she wouldn't be so out and about it. So it's like, it's very strange.
And she keeps saying, like, oh, we're best friends. And Teddy's like, oh, we're best friends. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I find the whole, I don't know. I just wish she would give us a straight answer on that. Like, or maybe she doesn't. No, I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we'll find, maybe we'll find out more. Maybe we won't. I mean, the fact that she got her initial tattooed on her. I'm interested to see how this goes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what's next?
Why don't we do really quickly the Roni reunion? Sure. I know. Roll your eyes. See.
Yeah.
I didn't really care. It was meh.
Yeah, and I guess I guess that's kind of fair. Like, this was definitely a season of them getting to know each other.
Right. So not a lot of, like, there's not going to be a lot of conflict. Yeah. It's next season is where the good stuff's going to happen, where there's going to be.
I think Danny Pellegrino said it on a podcast, and he was like, I'm here for the new Roni. I don't know if we needed the season to be that long. Like, we know that they were getting to know each other. Could we have done this in an 8-episode sort of situation with part one, just a one part of the reunion?
Yeah, because there wasn't.
Set us up, give us a build for next season.
There wasn't anything to review at the reunion.
Exactly.
Jeez.
And then
it
sort of felt like it said, because there was so little to, like, I guess argue about or whatever, like, get into, it felt like Uba was just, I don't know, like, people were turning it on a little bit to make good TV.
For sure. And it didn't feel like, I don't even know. Like, I stopped paying attention to what Uba was bitching about because it didn't make sense. This is all I'll say. I want Jenna Lyons back. I want Brynn back. And I want, actually, I want more than that. I want Jenna, Brynn, and Jessel back.
Okay. So Jessel, I mean, I want her back, but, like, I definitely don't love her.
But that's why we want her back. We don't love her is why you want her back. It's not like you don't love her the way that you don't love Sai. Like, Sai, you don't care to see her face again. Jessel, you want her back.
And it's funny you say that, though. I did appreciate that Sai was, like, taking some, like, I did not like what I saw.
Yeah.
On TV. Like, it felt like it was a real, like, kind of look in the mirror. So I feel like she's definitely gonna, I would be curious to see how she reroutes next season. For Jenna, I like Jenna Lyons, but, like, I don't know that I need to see her on my reality TV show.
But I don't think we need Jenna as a full-time cast member. Jenna can be a friend of, let's be real.
But I don't think she likes it. And
which is why it's so fun.
I don't know.
What I would want to see of Jenna is, like, Jenna doing her job. Like, I don't want to see Jenna on a cast trip.
Maybe that's just a show about Jenna Lyons.
True. That's true. Because that's what I want to see.
You know, like.
Like, that day where they did the photo shoot at her apartment. Yeah, like, I want to see Jenna hosting a party. I want to see Jenna doing her job, like, directing Uba in a shoot. I don't want to see her on a girls' trip. Not drinking.
No. And I don't know that she actually connected with any of these girls.
Oh, I think she did. I thought her and Brynn, I loved her flirting with Brynn. Brynn flirting with her.
I think if the show were to end, they would see each other here and there, but I don't think they're texting each other to get lunch.
Like, I would disagree.
Regularly. Okay.
I would disagree. What do you think about Erin? Why can I not say that name? Erin. What do you think about Erin? Erin.
I hated how little accountability she took. Now, she almost did the opposite of Sai. Like, I felt like Sai was, like, really disgusted on how she behaved and was like, I am sorry. And I feel like Erin was like, I don't really think I did. Like, I think I said it last week, but when she said we were insinuating that, it was like, what do you mean? Just say you were insinuating that.
Right.
Like, stop doing that. Like, that was so, it was so weird.
I do have to say that after seeing Beverly Hills and Miami and then looking at New York Style, I was like, New York Style. Like, I just want them all back for their style. And it's crazy how.
Especially when they, on Beverly Hills, when they did the flashbacks. So there's like they did a flashback of Kyle, like, crying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those reunion looks. Last Beverly Hills reunion. What the heck happened? They were so atrocious. Like, I can't even believe someone picked it up and was like, this is it. This is going to be the one. Like, and then someone else agreed.
It's kind of wild.
So bad. It was like a glittery mess.
Oh, and Kyle with the two pieces hanging down and the, like, butterfly.
Oh, my
clips.
God. I hate.
Yeah.
You know who else has really bad reunion looks?
Tell me.
Or not reunion, confessional looks.
Who?
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take notice, like, next time you're watching, their reunion looks are bad.
Okay. I feel like that's all I really have to say about. Like, yeah, I'm honestly excited for next season because I think that will bring. And also, like, I want to see what they do at BravoCon. Bryn better hook up with someone at BravoCon, Captain Jason.
Bryn definitely is my MVP of Brony for this season. But, you know, tides can change as they do in the Bravo universe. It's like, never put any eggs in any basket.
No, I really liked her. I'm obsessed with her hair. Like, what I would do, her color of her hair is incredible. I really love her fashion too. I didn't like her reunion dress, but other than that, I mean, they all just dress. Anyway, I can go on and on.
Okay. So where do we want to go next? Winter House, Southern Charm.
Oh God. I feel like Winter House could be quick. Should we do Miami? I want to do Miami, and I want to start Miami just by saying, okay. I think I said this before, or maybe I said this to you privately by ourselves. I think Miami Housewives is the best franchise on TV. I'm going to say it.
I don't disagree with that. I think we've said it before on here. There's something different about them because for better or worse for them, they all seem to have like very real shit
right
going down in their lives that there seems to be a little bit like less, I don't know, it just feels like less forced. It feels so authentic. Like I don't think they're necessarily like, I don't think that they're doing a lot. You know how we talk a lot about, especially I talk a lot about knowing the cameras are there, the producers, all of that. And like, you can really feel it in a lot of the shows. I don't know if you don't feel it as much as you do in Miami. I think that these women are really just like that.
Like, I was going to say, it's like
in Miami.
Right. And they're all just like a little kooky.
Yeah, and they're so colorful. Like you think of Miami and it's like these big, colorful personalities. Yeah, and it just, I think it's great. And I think that there's some real money there, which I, like, I didn't, like, Dr. Nicole and her husband, like, they got money.
Did you see she announced her baby? Do you know the other thing that people missed in that is that she also announced her elopement? Like, she basically said they eloped in that. She's in her white dress. They're in front of the courthouse, driving away. Yeah. And it's funny because I was like, oh, I think she eloped in this. And then nobody said anything. And then it was in Bravo and Cocktails today.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
No, I didn't catch that. Okay. So let's get into it. We start with Alexia kind of really reflecting on how nasty the reunion got. And it did get pretty nasty. But it seems like Alexia had a similar experience that I guess like Cy did watching it back and being like, ooh, like, I did not like what I saw, so we have to do some self-reflecting and figure out a way to not be like that.
But I question if she did some self-reflecting or if something else went down. I don't know if it was so much self-reflection.
Like what?
So I read something in Rubber and Cocktails that basically said that her and Marisol were trying to get Adriana ousted, and when they said that they weren't going to push her out, that that Alexia said, they basically said, like, you need to come back. Like, Adriana's going to be here. And Marisol was like, no, she's not going to be here. I'm not going to film with her. And they're like, well, tough shit. She's coming back. And then Alexia basically was like, okay, well, then I'll do what I have to do to make up for it because, like, I need this job. And so Marisol basically was like, well, that's not how I work. I'm not going to film with her. And then they basically said to Alexia, like, you should have Marisol come here and Adriana too. And Alexia basically tricked Marisol into coming.
But what about her reconciliation with even like,
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know if I trust it. Like, I don't know if it's for the right reasons.
I want to go back to something you just said about Alexia needing the job. Was there, I kind of can't remember, but were there rumors going around at some point about her and Todd's finances, or did I make that up?
I don't, remember.
I think there were rumors. I don't remember what they were exactly, but I think it was something about them having to like leave their apartment. That for sure.
That big apartment. Oh my God, that apartment was insane.
But yeah, but I think they like had painted it like that was like the model one and they were living in it and like they needed it back or something.
Hmm.
I'll message Bravo and Cocktails to see if I can get that tea because there's no way to like search it necessarily on the when you have the subscription. But I've actually DM'd before and been like, can you direct me to the right place for this gossip?
I love them. Tell them we're putting it to good use. Yeah, I don't remember that. I mean,
okay.
I don't actually know if she, maybe she, it's not for the job, but more for the show. Like she likes what she gets.
That comment was coming from someone.
I just don't know if I trust the self-reflection. I would hope so. I really like her. I like her and Maricel's relationship. And I know that you don't, but I just, yeah. It makes me giggle so much. And yeah. And I really like Dr. Nicole's style.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I mean, she's probably like my favorite one on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not so much here just yet. I do think something, and again, this could be just because I kind of have these like rumors in my head, like these blinds, but I think that there was something going on with Alexia and Todd, and it seems like she sort of hints at it a little bit, like, we're 7 years and I don't feel like a newlywed anymore, but, and it's been like, you know, it takes work, but we know we love you. Do you remember that in the beginning of the
episode?
Yeah.
And I think that's because last year when they were fighting with her when Todd and her were fighting with the son, that's what I thought it was about, but I don't know.
Yeah, we're
because he's this. Kind of a dick on some of the scenes.
Well, and I don't remember this video.
Me neither.
Do you remember that video? And also, no, like, so how cringe. Come we didn't talk about this video more?
It's like
I feel like
there,
the Louis video
just gonna say,
everywhere.
I was going to say it's up there what? With like the Louis video and how cringe it is for 7 minutes.
Ugh. 9 minutes.
Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
9 minutes. Yeah. I'm apologize. Even like Nicole, when she was like in her confessional, she's like, I mean, the apology was appreciated. I don't know that it needed to be on social media, but
yeah,
you know,
it was
a little weird.
It was very weird. I didn't. Yeah.
Lisa, how do we feel about Lisa constantly talking about like she needs to not talk about the Lenny stuff in front of her new man?
I mean,
he's so much hotter too.
I don't think he's hot at all, but
I think he's way better than Lenny.
He's better, but he just looks like he has no personality and he's a robot and is just like needs arm candy on his arm.
Is that kind of a robot?
Yeah.
No,
true. No. It's true. I feel like that's probably what she's attracting. But that's what I mean. Like she can't not. She's obsessive about this situation. Obsessive. It's really not a good look.
It's so it's like so not like it's, the still like she'll still comment on things.
Yeah, and it's cringy. Like you're embarrassed for her. Like, girl, move on. You have your man, move on. And if that's the case, then yeah, it doesn't feel like she's moving on. I love how you put for Nicole next to her name. Wow, they're really rich.
I didn't know that they were like that kind of rich
with the house that's on the island.
But I think doesn't he have a plane too and like
yeah,
a yacht
that he drives that he flies for fun
that he drives,
that he drives.
Okay, well I guess I'm excited for Miami. There seems like, you know, I'm sure we're gonna get a lot out of these ladies as we always do.
What did you think of Alexia not having Maricel's back for the first time?
I think it's good to like break up some of the alliances when it's,
I think
when like, don't be an alliance just to be an alliance, I guess.
But I think it's just so weird that Alexia and Maricel would be the one to break up. Like it, like to me, their loyalty ran deep. And I think this could be the end of their friendship. If Alexia doesn't have Maricel's back, then I think this could be friendship ending. Anyway.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
What were your thoughts on?
We'll find out.
What were your thoughts on Gertie?
I felt like in that scene when they're out by the, like when she's at Dr. Nicole's or whatever, and she's like, you could tell that she and Nicole's like, it could be this, like, don't spiral yet. You could see it in Gertie's face, like she knew something was not right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so, it was like, yeah, it was sad to see, knowing that you know what's coming down the pike and then how they end. I can't believe she went to that party knowing that she had just found out that she had breast cancer and like talking to Martha about it. Yeah, it was like when her husband came over to her basically saying like, don't say it now. You don't want to say it now. And her saying like, I'm going to need you. Oh, it was so heartbreaking.
I know.
Yeah, it made me cry. Faux show.
That's what I mean about this show. There's always seems to be something really like real and heavy that the other, the petty shit sort of just gets, it's like not, I don't know. It doesn't need to be amped up, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for, I think it's going to be a good season. We're going to be busy. We have a lot to keep up on.
We've been so tired already.
I know.
We haven't even got to Winter House yet.
Or Southern Charm. Want to do Winter House? Okay. Let's see.
Winter House. The nice thing about Winter House is that it's just a good time.
It is.
Like, we're going to have a, it's going to be a good time. There's a lot of, it feels like you know, on like Watch What Happens Live, sometimes when it's like the doorbell rings and like different like Bravo Lebs come in, it feels a little bit like that.
Like who's behind?
Behind door number three. Excited for it. Alex is like kind of giving, like on Below Deck, he didn't give me creep vibes. I mean, I think also we were comparing him with like, that was Gary's bad, really bad season. So Alex really looked so normal and chill, but he's like definitely giving me like, I think, I don't know.
I was thinking about this last night because basically Danielle was basically, I don't think Danielle's like into him. I think Danielle's like, I'm here for a good time. And she's like, stop telling me that you think I'm pretty. You're literally telling every girl this. And she's like, do you just stop? And then she's like, okay, I'm trying to get you to make out with me. And he's like, oh, okay, let's get in the pool or in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And she basically is just like, I'm just trying to make out. Like, I don't want anything more from this other than this make out. And he is just happier just to be included. I thought it was funny where like that whole scene, I've had so many of those where you're just like, I don't want to anything more than just like, let's just, and then when we're sober, I don't want you to look at me. I don't want you to say my name. Don't look in my direction. Don't pay me any attention. And we can make out when we're drunk.
I kind of thought this might be, I don't know if this is a hot take, but Schwartz and Katie are kind of cute together.
His game is so bad.
It's like so bad, it's good.
It's so like, bad. Hey, you Katie's come here, like,
yeah, but then he like calls himself right. He's like, that's all I got. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's bad.
Could you imagine having sex with him? Oh, no.
No.
I feel like it would be bouncy.
bouncy sex. Oh my god.
Like
no. Oh my god.
Like he own like oh god, he's only doing missionary.
Bouncy, huh?
I just
oh god.
He just doesn't have he's any definitely not sex getting appeal.
Weird in the bed.
No.
Yeah, he's definitely not getting weird in the bedroom. Like it's staying, you know, generic as hell.
Yeah, missionary all day every day. He's one of those
people. And nothing wrong with missionary, but you just can't do it all the time.
He's somebody that you would just be stuck making out with because you're like, I wouldn't want you to touch my parts.
Yeah, I think he would be a really good makeout guy.
For sure. But like, I don't want him ripping off your clothes. I'm sorry, Tom Schwartz. I know we met you in real life.
I know.
You're really nice. He did of whatever.
You were actually really nice.
Yeah.
He was really nice. I mean, I guess he had to be. It was in the heat of the height of scandal.
It really was.
But now I'm really excited for Winter House. I don't know if I've normally been excited for a Summer House because I think it was like a smaller cast and it was so much Summer House.
Yeah.
That it was like, Like, I just, I don't know. I wasn't always this into it, but I like the below deck of it.
I like how they're, I mean, speaking of other people that are kind of weird, Brian Benny, like, what?
I thought you were going to say Malia.
No, but no wonder they're all gearing, gunning towards Corey, because he's the only one with some BDE. And yeah. Brian Benny's over here hand-hugging people at 8 a.m. Like, I'm sorry, sir, but do any of you actually want to have sex with anyone? Because an 8 a.m. hand hug ain't going to do it. Like,
wait, what? You're so right about that. Like, it's not like they normally would have maybe been attracted to Corey, but like, if he's the only one giving off like some chill energy,
I don't even think
he's, it's like, of course you're going to be attracted to
it. They need to throw one of the Southern Charm guys in there to like get things. Wait, is there Southern? No, they need like a Shep or an Austin to get things, you know? That's what they need. They really do. They need another guy. Like, these freaking, like, the advice when it was Corey giving advice to Alex and Brian and Danielle sitting there like, ew. It was just like giving advice to the two nerds in high school that like have never touched a boob.
Yeah, oh my God. I do like that. It's nice to see. Okay, so like I feel like in a summer house setting, if Corey would have said, you know how Corey's being really like kind of like, I don't have a girlfriend, but like, I'm like talking to someone, but we haven't like labeled it. I feel like because Danielle is friends with Sam, like in a summer house setting where it's like more like their turn. I don't know what the difference really is, but you know, Danielle would be like kind of going up to bat or like calling Corey out. But I feel like in this like winter house, post breakup, she doesn't have Lindsay and Carl with her. She seems a little more chill. Like, she's like not gonna get, she's like, we don't know yet. It's still early, but to me, I'm getting like, that's like not my battle. Like,
and also,
and that's good for her. It doesn't, every battle doesn't need to be hers. Like, let Sam and Corey figure their shit out. You don't need to get involved. You're here to have a good time. Your boyfriend of 2 years that you thought potentially could maybe get back together with just told you, like, not happening. Like, just...
I think it also, like, that's, this is the side of Danielle that we, I don't think, it hasn't been fair to her. We haven't seen this side of, like, just the chill side where she's not going to bet for Lindsay or Carl or whoever. Yeah. And I think it's, I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be interesting to see what goes down with Corey. And then when they showed you the trailer where Sam comes and starts bitching out Malia. Interesting.
Yeah. Malia is a little strange, no?
You think?
Also, yeah. I don't know. I think if someone, like, I guess I also don't, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure, especially the Yachties are like not watching. They don't have like access to like Wi-Fi all the time and TV. So they're like not following all the Bravo stuff. But I still think like if a guy who was in the house with me said and was giving kind of fuckboy energy and was being really kind of like not answering the question about having a girlfriend, I don't think I'm going for him.
Oh my God. A guy like Corey giving fuckboy energy saying he's not sure if he has a
girlfriend. But not that, but saying like when he's pressed about if he has a girlfriend and he can't give a straight answer, I don't like, just kind of fuck off. Like, I feel like it's not really that like he's clearly involved with someone else. Like, why do you want to get involved?
I wouldn't at this age, but at that age, he's basically leaving an open door and he knows it. That's why he's doing it. At that age, I would 100% go for it. And so would have you. I don't know what you're talking about. Like,
but Corey and Malia are like my age.
Yeah, exactly. At your age, I would have absolutely done it.
Really? I don't know.
At your age, I was doing it. There's like a little... Wait, how old are you? 30, what, 3?
34.
I mean, maybe not at 34, but like in my... She's not 34. I don't think he is either.
But I thought he was Craig's age. No, Craig's
he's older, younger than Craig. Together. Yeah, I think he's like 2 years younger.
They were in college together.
And they were Craig's frat brothers, and I think he was younger. I think Craig's 36. I don't know. But I would absolutely – and Sam's definitely younger than that. Sam.
Yeah, Sam is for sure. You can even tell the way that she like goes up to Malia, like that's like 20-year-old behavior.
I would say that now. Maybe, someone went up. Know. If someone went up to my husband,
Malia's 33. Okay, Malia's 33.
Look, still, I probably would have done that. He's not closing the doors. He knows exactly what he's doing.
And it's, but I'm just saying, like, why would the girl even want to be involved with that?
Because she's not there trying to marry him. She's trying to have sex on vacation.
Okay, no, but you know, isn't the guy, like, I don't know. Anyway.
And this is also okay, before Summer House aired. And okay. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Was it?
Yeah. I mean,
this timeline gets so confusing.
Or I guess it was in March. And, but they're also, no, it's also, I don't know if you saw this, but Colin flew first class from Fiji to Las Vegas for,
oh, I think BravoCon. I did see him on a plane.
Yeah. I'm going to fly first class.
What was Let's about do, to say?
I want to do Southern
some,
Charm.
Southern Charm. Because I have some thoughts.
This is rough. I think
Andy, wait, which, okay, hold on. Before we get into the sad part, I want to talk a little bit about Madison coming for Taylor at this dinner.
Okay.
I feel like I was so shocked to see like the internet's response the next day about like all hail Madison sort of vibes. And I was like, so we're just going to like slut shame the shit out of this girl who is like clearly going through something and Madison is going to be the one to do it. Like, I understand that like if it was what everyone's like kind of saying, I guess, is like if it was Madison doing what Taylor was doing, that the boys would have a lot to say about it. I still don't think that that gives Madison the right to come for Taylor. If anything, I feel like she should be more like gracious towards her. Like, I didn't like the gang up on Taylor at all. Like, I was like, I'm just like not into it.
But I think that was exactly Madison's point. And I think they said that someone said it in, but someone said that in their confessional. I think it was Leva said, there is a way that women are treated in the South. Women like Madison, women who have big mouths and stand up for themselves. And she said, and women like Taylor are the sweet, innocent one and are allowed to get away with it. And I think Madison went after Taylor because Madison, if Madison would have done that, Madison would have been, you know, put to burned at the stakes, and that she was basically like, oh, you're doing this. And if this was me, I would have been burned at the stakes because,
but Taylor doesn't make those rules. Like,
she doesn't
come for the boys then.
I mean, yeah, let's come for the boys. Whitney, who's passing this along, where's his, yeah, why like, is he not getting called out on him being the one, this 55-year-old man passing around a 28-year-old's naked photos. Like, yeah, why isn't he speaking of?
Why, I don't, I'd like, even
I think the whole thing was so becoming of Southern culture and how, I don't know if becoming is the right word, but I think it was so, like, you saw a light into how Southern culture works, that like men can do no harm. And somehow these women are pinned against each other. One, because she has a big mouth, and she doesn't have a big mouth. She's just who she is. And the other one, who comes off as this like sweet Christian girl, is also doing things that, let's not say they're not Christian, but I mean, according to what they believe, they're not, you know, Christian, that she would be protected, whereas someone like Madison, if Madison did that, she would have been slut, 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 and then Taylor's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get all that. Yeah. I just don't think, like, Taylor's not making the rules. Madison's not making the rules. Madison should not have come for Taylor. If anything, she should have looked directly at those boys and should have said, if I had done this, you guys would be coming for me.
Yeah.
With that said, Taylor, I understand you're going through some shit. Like, take it from me. Don't act like this.
I think Madison's point was like, you act all holier than thou. And meanwhile, you're out here doing, like, you act like you're better than everyone and that you're so heartbroken over Shep and you're this and that. And meanwhile, you're making out with this one friend.
All of those things exist.
And I think also Madison was saying, like, you're Olivia's friend, claiming to be her friend when you're out here doing all these other things too. And you're right. All of these things can exist.
Yeah.
I don't know. You.
I just think it's, I just did not, I was like, sometimes it makes me think like, damn, Like, we can come so far to not go far at all. Like,
it's true.
Slut shaming was so, I just like, I felt it. I, and then the confessionals and like Leva saying shit, I was just like,
wait, but Leva, shut up. I thought like, Leva, shut up. What Leva said to me, I thought was interesting because she was saying like,
I don't like Leva,
but I still think what she was saying was talking about Southern culture. Like, to me, that's what she was talking about.
Like, but she said it with like, in a way, she was saying it, like what she was saying might be true, but she was saying it in like a, I'm sticking up in like a Team Madison, not Team Taylor kind of way, when Taylor is not down in the South making these rules. That's what I didn't like about it. Like, I just, I don't know. I found the whole thing really hard to watch. Like, I just didn't, I don't know. I was like, nah, I don't know if, and I started to like really think about it. I was like,
yeah,
was there something like, why is this so triggering for me? Like, I, because I've been saying it for weeks, how like I, and I am trying to think of like, I've been in a situation where like, I mean, I know I have, like, where I've made decisions that I'm like not proud of. And like, granted, they haven't necessarily affected my friendships, but like, you do wake up sometimes after a night and like, you like,
and
I haven't had it in years, but you feel like so bad about yourself already. And then to have, I can't imagine if it had affected friendships, to having everyone like coming for you, and then on TV too, and then like seeing the shit in the confessionals. I'm like, I just can't imagine that not every single one of them have had some sort of experience like that, and now to like,
and I
be
think,
throwing it all in her face like this. I just,
and again, it's like true. It. Like, everyone's coming at her, but no one's coming at Shep about like the people he cheated with, or Whitney who's passing around.
But exactly. Like,
where's
what the fuck
their
was that?
Accountability? Yeah. I mean, look, Madison's known to be the main girl.
Like, legal to do? Like, can you be showing photos of someone
and
else? Like,
why isn't
and
she
be laughing about it?
And why isn't
and
she?
And then for Madison to go telling people about it too, like, that's also not cool.
Especially
like,
the
we
girl.
Are women.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine if people were talking about a photo you sent to someone?
Right. And that's. But it's not like, ew. I mean, where's. Yeah. But you feel like Madison with Vanita, it feels like Vanita just like follows around whatever Madison does. And
totally.
That's
what, like nothing to me.
Yeah.
I don't.
Speaking of people I could do without on the podcast or the like podcast on the show. I think that it's just, and I totally hear you. And I think it's sad to see Taylor's like 20 something. And again, just like you said, like it's, having a slut shaming in 2023, none of these men have to hear about the shit they did and the things.
Yeah, I just,
they get like hailed.
And not only the slut shaming is like, she's already dealing, I'm sure she's dealing, like, we've been there. The shame is like real. You feel it yourself.
For,
like,
for
no one's gonna
reason.
Shame.
Why do we have to feel it just because we're doing what we want to do?
Yeah, I just, I don't know. And then to see the outpouring of like support for Madison the next day, I was like really kind of like taken aback. I was like, wow, this is like, I couldn't believe that I was like the anomaly in how I was feeling.
The only thing like, I liked that she said was the thing she said to Shep, is like, you're not going to talk to me the way you talk to like the other girls you talk to, because I think Shep is like, you know, he's an old school, like talking to her, like saying like, oh, you have a mouth like this, like that old school Southern mentality that you're a lady, you should speak like a lady.
Yeah, I mean, Shep's super problematic. I think I just, it would have been nice to see, as Madison, as someone been who's been kind of put through the ringer and slut shamed.
For sure.
I guess I was expecting her to have a little bit more of a different perspective and kind of like, you know, not stand for anyone being slut shamed, because she's been a victim of it for so many years. Instead, she piled on.
Yeah. I mean, it's not surprising.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
Anyway,
just because we're almost at time, and I really want to talk about Olivia's brother and kind of how everyone – and that was the other thing. Like, I'm – poor Olivia.
Yeah.
I thought it was
– I kind of had a feeling it was fentanyl as soon as I – when I first heard what happened, like months ago when it first happened, that was my first thought. I mean, but maybe that's just because it seems like that's basically how everyone who is young dies, especially
– yeah.
Men,
for sure.
It seems the men and the like,
for her to come out and talk about it. I mean, I think this episode, to hear how her and Austin bonded, I thought that was, I think that's why I thought Austin was cute on Watch What Happens Live, because hearing how he was there for her made me, like, it was sweet, you know? Like, I think she did need that. I think I was surprised Rod had an opinion about it. And I kind of was like, Rod, beat it. Like, you've went on one or two dates. Yeah. You awkwardly kissed her on camera. Yeah. This isn't your place right now. She's going through her own shit. And it's not really your time to kind of come in here and like have this opinion. And that little guy, JD, was that his name?
JT.
Like, What?
I know. I see why they casted him, though, because that guy loves – he's, like, coming in with that wooden spoon and just stirring that motherfucking pot. Like,
he is he's good TV, but he is good so TV. Annoying.
Like, it's so – it makes – like, I feel like Bravo got a hold of him, and they were like, I don't care if you guys like him or not. He's coming on the show.
Yeah, and him and his little Southern outfits, they're so cute. Another thing is, it was cute to see. I don't know. I thought it was interesting to hear. It was interesting to hear how it felt like Austin stepped up. Austin talking about his therapist this week also made him more attractive. I don't need, though, particularly these guy trips. Like, I needed some other interactions for the guys, to be honest. Like, it wasn't doing it for me, just all them sitting up there confronting each other about who can take Olivia out. Like, guys, give me a break.
I know.
It just wasn't it. But also, Shep is such a spoiled, rotten, rich mofo. I cannot even take it. That house was insane.
Yeah, you know what? Taylor's house was pretty big, too. I was kind of shocked. Did you see that lake house?
Oh, my God. My family didn't have a second house. We barely had one house.
Literally the same.
Like, these people have three houses. Like, oh, we did the 6-hour, our lake house.
Yeah, what my summer house was, I shared a bed. We had a dehumidifier. We had it empty like 3 times a day. It was in Wildwood, right in the heart of Wildwood. Ooh, and it was
that was my so first gross. One.
And we would come back from working, sweat. Oh my God. Anyway, that's a whole.
Whole other episode. I don't know. I like to hear about Austin and Olivia. I know. It's like Austin, every single season, because of his love bombing with people, I always feel like I'm invested in his love story. I hope that he gets his shit together.
He's a love bomber.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He could have love bombed me. I would have been a victim.
Did you watch any of Watch What Happens Live last night with Alex Cooper?
I did, and her calling him out and saying, like, you have all the right answers. She was so right. She basically said, like, you say all the right things, the way you're dressed, how tall you are. You're a walking red flag.
She literally said, you're a walking red flag. I was like, his sister was like.
Right, and she's not wrong. Do you want to know who I want to see more of Gay Rod.
I know. And maybe he's too, like, normal.
Whenever he has these little quips, I'm like, I want to see more of that. I would love for. I want more of him.
I don't know.
How can we bring? They need to bring him into the fold more. So, like, because I really like him. I think I would really like him. I think he needs to, like, open up a little. But once you get him opened up, I think he'd be a really good addition.
I feel like him and Paige would be a really good, like, side conversation at a party.
I could see more of Paige in this season too, because I feel like there's not enough, and it's going to be interesting. What else?
I think Craig's going to end up moving to New York.
I mean, thank God they're working on that house down there then.
Well, he could keep it, but I think, okay. Well, I mean, there's going to be a lot to get into. Stuff is already coming out with the BravoCon. Lindsay Hubbard did that interview about Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Something is sort of telling me that. Well, also Captain Lee. I know we were running on time, but Captain Lee's comments about Kyle. I feel like they were just. Like, I was so, like,
Captain Lee basically said that Kyle is the problem in the relationship between Carl and Lindsay, and that Kyle needs, like, basically Kyle was feeding Carl all these negative things about Lindsay, and that Kyle needs to just, like, mind his own business. I loved that for Captain Lee.
I loved that because I think it's true.
Yeah, I mean,
and I think that they probably also had a million. I don't think that that's why they broke up, but I do think, you know, like, feeding someone negative information, and even if he was or wasn't, like, also stay out of it.
Right.
You know?
I think it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to hear what comes out of BravoCon this weekend. There's going to be so much to catch up on.
Something also, though, I wanted to just real quick, I was starting saying it. I don't, for whatever reason, I think Lindsay, after we watched Summer House, because of how mum Carl has been, something tells me that, like, Lindsay's going to somehow end up looking like the bad guy.
Of course she is with the edit. Because Lindsay's got a big mouth. It's just, it's fine. It's basically, it's just, it's not going to be surprising to us, is what I think is going to happen. It's just not going to be surprising.
Carl will end up getting a little bit of redemption.
But I feel like that for anybody that knows Lindsay knows that, or for anybody who's been a long time watcher of Summer House already knows that. Lindsay's explosive. Lindsay's activated. She'll get some heat. She'll get some flack.
What do you think that explosiveness is? Like, I can't even.
Trauma.
I would have to dig so deep to be that.
It's explosive. Trauma. She is a huge fear of abandonment from everything that's happened with her mom.
Yeah, she goes from 0 to 100 so fast.
Yeah, it's like she's testing people all the time to see if they'll stay to love her. And then whenever they don't, she's like, see, I told you, I'm not lovable. And then she pushes them away. And then plays the victim, even though she's the one that did it.
Like, I just can't. And when they, like, get loud with each other and, like, yell, and she just, like, yells, goes off the handle in the Summer House, like, I just can't imagine, like, yelling at, like, peers like that, I just can't.
Oh my god, I can't. I don't get you. I love you, but I don't get you. I just can't imagine yelling at people. Look, we're time. I mean,
Kyle,
we gotta go.
Sure, Kyle, I can yell at, but that's a
poor guy. We're here for you, Kyle. When you
I don't yell often at all. Like, I'm the first to be like, I was really wrong, and I apologize, and I've reflected.
My medication's taking my yelling down to about a 3, so I've been good.
Oh, that's so exciting for me.
It is.
Okay, well, we will be here next week with so much stuff. Oh my god, I'm so excited. What do you so much tea is gonna happen.
I can't wait. I want to know who hooks up with who. All right, we'll be back next week. Remember, our new episodes are dropping on Mondays. We will be sure to keep you updated of pictures on our Instagram. Like us on Instagram, follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and share us and tell your friends to listen too. Have a great weekend.
Okay, we love you. Bye.